by way of being known. This is what the real interpretation of the verse 1735 is in Persian. Cast, not cast. Means someone and no one. He said, they found another kind of someoneness in being no one. Means by giving up this self, if this self is put aside, I'm there. Me, real me, not the self, not the animal. I'm there. And I could communicate, because that's the way love actually will be communicated. Because when love comes in, there is some bizarre stuff happening. Some melting pot is there somehow. Because whoever you look at, and if you found a lover, you have found the beloved, because lover and beloved are the same. Relatively, they are this one or that one, because love is that magical point. This is 1739, and he brought that verse that I love very much in Persian. Say, listen, let me tell you that all the thirsty people, they are looking for water. The water is looking for thirsty people as well. That's how this universe works. Therefore, we said, who is the real lover? Remember? He is the lover. Therefore, you should be quiet. Listen to that lover. You know why? Because actually he is tearing your ears, right? Putting someone, the easiest way of putting someone is from the ear. I don't know, you're out of practice, maybe you practice it a lot. That wasn't the question. Then you say, suddenly I let go of this knowledge and it could ruin everything. Let's stop it. And I know you will not agree with stopping it, because this is not stopping. This is something that is different. Listen, this is like drowning in something. If somebody is drowning, what is that somebody trying to do? To get out of that situation, right? So imagine somebody being drowned and that fellow's wish is to be more drowned. This is what love is. Because it will grab you, it will drown you, and it will get rid of you. It will replace all the wishes in you with one simple wish. What is the beloved wish? All your attention will be directed to out of you, not inside. Your inward looking will stop. You're outward. You forget yourself. The bottom of the ocean is better on the top. Oh, how about the bullet? A lover will think a bullet which is coming from my beloved is welcomed to me. This is how complicated it is. If you like the sweetest stuff, let's say you have sweet tooth. If your beloved wants you to give up all the sugars, you will hate the sugars. That's how it works. And it is worth it. It is worth it, your entire existence. Every star of his is the blood price of 100 new moon. And if he wants to kill anyone, he's welcome. That's how we describe the beloved. Because there is this stuff in love which is giving your life for beloved. Remember, life was the choice. Life was the entire programming of this biological machine. At the entrance gate of the domain of love, it's written that your life is worth. itself to accept. Because they said, I sought his heart with 100 airs and graces. He made an excuse to me. Stay. An argument doesn't go there. Because argument is useless over there. Logic is not there. Everything is upside down. And I am deep down drowned in this law, which is the first and the last law, and I explain a little bit of it to you, and I will not do any more because it will drain the understanding and will burn the understanding of the people. Because if the story of love is out, all the logic will die out, and I cannot do that. But you know what? Do something. When I said, think about the coast of the ocean. And when I said, no, think about nothing but. How's that? Is it a fair game? Actually, it's that this is not something to describe. Even if I talk about it, it doesn't work because it's anti-logic, is beyond the logic. I cannot explain it. Let's go to 1757. I have told it summarily. I have not explained it otherwise. Both causing to understand and tongue would be consumed. When I speak of lip, you think of the shore of the sea. When I say not, it means accept. Why? Because we don't have words for it. How did we create the language, remember? Out of necessity and pointing to things. So we made a language useful for the merchant. When we want to talk about love, we don't have the language. What will we do? We bring the example and we say it was like this. How else we could tell you how Romeo and Juliet were in love? We cannot. We have to use the simple wordings, and it never explains this stuff. Because this stuff is not explainable. If somebody is in love, that someone doesn't need the story of Romeo and Juliet. So the talking is in a way useless. But look at us. We are doing it. Because there's no other way. So we use the language as a tool, which is not the real one. It's about day out. It's about exception. We make the language for the rule, therefore the language doesn't go to exception. Look at the next paragraph. Next paragraph is a very long title, which is one verse from Sanoyi's Another Teacher, and those to Arabic, and all those explanations. And look at what comes underneath this. This is apparently a side story, because next paragraph we say, reverting to the tale. He will come back to the tale. So he's outside of the tale. To say what? Very long paragraph, again. And this one, he doesn't tend to the parrot. You will not see the story in here, but you will hear something. Right from the beginning is vague. Means that different one. The other one. Something which is not in the room. And we say, that one belongs to him. The only exception to the rule is God himself. Then he will differentiate between this and that. So differentiation is like that. And all the differentiation comes from above. But let's drop this subject. After so many verses, we drop this subject and go to a little bit nagging. You say, let me nag about all the difficulties of this path. Why shouldn't I nag? Because look at me. As a lover, I'm not with the beloved. I'm left here. And I'm looking like a crazy fellow. Because his unsweetness is sweet in my soul. Look at me. I'm in love with my grief and pain for the sake of pleasing my beloved. Look at me loving the sorrow. I made the dust of sorrow a salve for my heart. And at the end of the day, look at us, all of us, we people in this path, what do we do? We nag about the distance. We want to be with the beloved. But are we nagging really? If you look at the main books of the best poets, at the first glance you will see somebody who nags, who is deep down in the sorrow and despair. Because that's what they do. They talk about being here and the Lord is there. Oh me, poor me, oh my God, watch me. Look at it. Are these people the sad people? Amazingly, they are the happiest people living on earth. But they talk about that distance. Why is it so? This is the irony of this thing. We have to nag about the distance. Not really that we're nagging. We're happy we're talking about him, but we are reminding you the distance. And we are reminding ourselves the distance. Because if we let go one single moment, this chatter lady starts to talk about the normal everyday business. Therefore, I'm complaining of the soul of the soul. I'm not complaining. I'm relating. It's a complication. My heart is saying I'm tormented by him. And I have been laughing at his cruel pretense. Because this is what it is. The irony is that the lover wants nothing but the beloved, right? And the beloved is not something to have. That's where the irony starts. So logically, is a complicated stuff. It gets more complicated. Remember we said the lover and beloved are one. Somehow we cannot differentiate between it. It says, word threshold, and this is in reality, in the quarter when our beloved is, where are we and our. As we go to another domain, that everything is mixed because we are talking about the state of unity before being in that state. In the state of duality that we are, you remember the state of duality we started with? The cross-eyed fellow who was looking and seeing two jars. Remember? This is the problem. Therefore, when we talk about love, you think about a lover and a beloved, right? And you want it to be lover. You never want to be the lover. Because every logical outcome of being a lover is giving up everything, and being beloved is receiving everything. And you prefer
regrettably at the receiving end, always.
So you want to be loved.
That's the irony, because happiness is in a lover, not beloved. And we choose that beloved because he doesn't need anything, even the happiness. That's what he's qualified.